God, oh fuck! How did I let this happen? This is so stupid! What happened to watching from afar, huh? Oh, that would have been so much easier, but no, I just had to get involved. Now what am I supposed to do? Someone is 100% gonna notice by tomorrow. I didn't leave any evidence, right? There's just no way. Oh god, who am I kidding? He was in broad daylight. My hair is probably all over the scene. I'll go south. Yeah, I've got a car with a trunk that'll fit him. We'll just go as far south as possible and... Hi? hi! How are you feeling? You banged your head something bad. Good thing I was around to take care of you. Where are you? You're, at my house. Why did I say it was at my house? Yes! My house. Specifically, my basement. It's like the only free space I could fit your accommodation. Cage? What cage? This is, a medical device? To keep you from moving around too much? Hey, relax, it's okay! It's all gonna be okay. Just listen to me. This is a very delicate situation where I need you to really cooperate with me. Okay, look, if you keep banging on those bars, you'll hurt yourself, okay? So please stop. No, really, I just need you to calm down, please. Just calm down. I said calm the fuck down! Whoa, sorry about that. I don't know what got into me. But now that you're all chilled out, I can explain, okay? No secrets! Pinky promise! So your memory's a little hazy, but I'll catch you up. You just finished your 2:30 class and then went on to get your usual order at the cafe just down the street. A medium French blend with no sugar and a splash of cream. You usually order on mobile and pick it up, but today you forgot because you were distracted by a message about your upcoming group project. So you opted to go in and order at the front. How do I know all of this? Well, why shouldn't I? It's important that friends know each other's schedules. Of course we're friends! I sit two rows behind you in Econ 201. You're always daydreaming in class, so I get why you don't recognize me. Anyways, getting back to recapping. And because you usually just pick it up and go, you don't really interact with the staff, which is why you talk to that slutty fucking barista bitch. And left with your order! But the ground was wet, so when you went outside, you slipped and fell. I knew where you were, and I saw what happened, so I took action, and now you're all better. You don't believe me? Why? It wasn't raining, so how was the ground wet? So you do remember a little bit. Then you remember writing your number down and handing it to the barista? Huh? Talking about how her shift ends at 6, then to meet up at the park across the street? You remember that too, huh? Really, it was your fault I had to get involved. Why would you do that? You're better than this, you know? Handing out your attention to anyone with a cup size over B. When you should be giving it to someone who actually sees your worth. Someone who knows every little detail about you. Someone like me! Well, I wasn't gonna let that stand. And here I was, freaking out over what happened, when you should really be thanking me. Yeah, thanking me. I know how much you love your little back alley shortcuts. But you need to be careful. Lots of crazy people these days. Lots of places for someone to hide. Lots of opportunities to be caught off guard. So yes, you're in my cage. After knocking you out. How's that for no secrets? You don't have to answer that. What's important right now is to figure out what we do next. Obviously, we're both in a bit of a situation right now. When someone notices you're missing, they'll turn over every stone to try and break us up. So, we'll need to get moving. But I can't move this cage, so I'll need to know that you won't just run away the minute I let you out. Yeah, I need to trust that you love me. That is the only way. What stronger bond is there than love? It holds better than any rope or cage. So, prove it to me. No, you can't just say it. Actions speak louder than words. So drop your pants and jerk off to me. You heard me. It's the ultimate test. I'm fully aware that you abstain from any porn even remotely related to exhibitions, so jerking off in front of me must mean you really love me. Oh wow, you got your pants off fast. You must really love me, or you're trying to get it over with. The proof will be if you can finish. Now look at me and start. Nice and slow. Take all of me in. Aww. You look a little nervous. But don't worry. This is the ultimate test. Just think about how much you love me and you won't feel that scared. How about I also take my pants off? That way you won't feel awkward or anything. There! Now we're both not wearing pants. And it must be hard to jerk off while standing up, so how about we both sit down? With our legs apart facing each other. That way you can see me clearly, even though there's these thick bars between us. Come on, sit. It kind of feels super hot. Almost like it's our first time together. You know, doing it. So come on. Wrap your hand around your cock and stroke it slowly. I want to watch it get hard in your hands. You can look at my pussy while you jerk off. I won't feel weird about it or anything. In fact, I really like that. Looking at my pussy and stroking your cock slowly. Fuck. Seeing you behind these bars and jerking off slowly to me. I gotta touch myself too. but I'll try to match you. So it'll feel like we're having sex. I'll slide my fingers inside my soaking wet pussy slowly. And spread my legs a little wider for you. Your cock is getting so much bigger and harder. I just knew you loved me. This is making me so happy. And so horny. We're sharing something so special right now. Just you and me. Alone. Making love together. Oh, hey. Don't look away. You don't have to feel ashamed of our love. It's real. It's special. It's something you've always wanted. Don't deprive yourself of your true feelings. I love the way you're watching me. No. That's right. Keep your eyes on me while you slowly bring your hand up and down, stroking your cock slowly. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Yeah. Because I'm feeling really good, too. I like watching you, too. Do you want to go a little faster? You look like you're feeling good, and that makes me so happy. I want to go faster, too. Just a little faster. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. It feels good, doesn't it? Do you like how it feels? Do you like jerking off while I finger myself at the same... at the same time? Oh my god. This is so incredible. I can't believe we're doing this. I love hearing you pant like that. And do you like how I'm so wet and moaning for you? My pussy juice is getting all over the place. I've actually never been this wet before. It's a little embarrassing, but I want you to see all of me. I guess we're just meant to be together. My body is made for you, and your body is made for me. We're a perfect match. That's it. Keep pumping your cock. I heard it feels really good if you just stroke the tip of your cock. So go ahead and do that for me. I want to watch you stroke the tip of your cock. Oh. Was that a little moan I just heard? Oh, baby, you don't have to hold your voice back. It's okay. I want to hear you. Moan for me. Why aren't you moaning for me? I said moan for me! Yay! Just like that. Oh, fuck. My fingers can't stop. This feels way too good. I love that look on your face. And I'm so happy that you're feeling good too. Oh, you're proving your love to me. And that's the greatest way to show your love and devotion. So keep jerking off and prove to me that you love me. Oh, yes. Oh my god. Oh my God, I can't hold back anymore. I'm gonna finger myself faster, okay? And I want you to match my pace, okay? Stroke yourself as fast as I'm fingering myself. Oh. I love you. I love you. I love doing this with you. Showing our love to each other. Now it's your turn. Tell me you love me. Come on, say it. Say you love me while you jerk your cock. I said, say it! Say it! I can tell you're about to come soon, so say it! Why are you hesitating? Don't you see how wet and horny I am for you? And how fast I'm fingering myself? For you? I'm showing you my most private areas, and showing you my love and devotion. And you can't even say that you love me back. Look at me in the eyes and tell me you love me. Oh, yes. I knew that you loved me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Hearing you say that is gonna push me over the edge. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. I can tell you're about to come. Your leg and body is quivering. You're so in love with me. You're ready to show me your love. Don't hold back and stroke yourself faster. Come on. Yes. That's it. I'll count you down, okay? I'll count you down. Yeah. The build-up is gonna make your orgasm feel so good, okay? Ready? 10. 9. That's 8. 7. Keep stroking. 6. 5. Don't fucking slow down. 4. 3. Almost there, 2. 1. Come on, come for me. Let it out. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Come for me. That's it. Oh, I'm gonna fuck. Oh, I gotta come too. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, God, we're coming together. Better when I don't have to hide what I'm doing. Just think, we get to do this for the rest of our lives. Are those tears? Oh, baby, I know. I'm so happy I could cry too. I've got a towel. Here, let me get it for you. Hope you don't mind that I used it first. I just got so wet. Well, babe, that was fun. And I'll keep my promise of letting you out of the cage. But there's a few things I need to take care of first. Like that bitch you were talking to earlier. Can't have temptation lurking around before we make our big escape. Good thing I know where she was gonna meet you. I'll see you in an hour. Love you. Bye-bye.